Let's talk to Vow's trainer because William Haggas is here. Liam Jones also here. And they've obviously been out on the track. And here comes William. This is a man who has a 100% record here in Epsom Classics. He's only had one runner in the Derby, that was Charmit, who won in 1996. One runner in the Oaks, that was Dancing Rain, who made all of the running last year, and won. So we have to respect when he comes here with horses in Epsom Classics. We look out for them. Liam Jones with us as well. Thank you both very much. Thank you for being here. How did it ride out there?
Yeah, it was nice ground here. I travelled nicely and picked up well.
And in terms of coming here on a day when it's all quiet and there's nobody in the middle, for you as a jockey, how do you approach it, and what do you gain from it?
No, I just ride it like it's a normal piece of work at home. There's no complications really.
William, Vow, this is there's a bit of a buzz building, isn't there?
Well, as it's owned by about 35 people, there is, yeah. Absolutely.
And the same people, obviously, own Bonfire. It's the same part of the Highclere Racing Thoroughbred Syndicate, or the same syndicate. We'll be talking to Harry later, and Andrew was saying how much you'd put the pressure on by winning your trial, and I think now he's handed the pressure back to you.
Yeah, unfortunately, he was going to run at Chester, so it was him first, and then he misfired there, so we had first go. So we got the first bite of the cherry next weekend.
Now, just tell us then about Vow. What sort of a filly is she?
She's quite idle, a good mover, a good stayer, and I think tries quite hard. But she is quite idle at home, so if you're going to ask me how she come on for the Lingfield race, I've no idea. Similar to Dancing Rain in a way, because she didn't look like an Oaks winner to me last year, and it's a bit of a leap of faith. Quite a difficult one to judge, really, because you think, oh, crikey, have I got them fit enough? Are they fit enough? And, you know, you tend to work them too much sometimes, but fortunately, I've been doing this for a long time and I've made several cock-ups over the years, so I'm trying not to make one this year.
If you don't make mistakes, you're not trying hard enough, I think. Liam, are you allowed to ride work at home, and how often, and do you think his horses are fit enough?
If he lets me.
When he lets you?
No, I ride most of the work every Wednesday and Saturday. So I ride some nice horses there, so it's good.
And it is, I mean, it's very exciting to be involved in a yard that has sort of headline horses. How much of a difference do you think it's making to you in terms of your riding career?
Well, it gives you a lot of confidence. You're riding nice horses every day. And when you go to the track, you know, it's really good.
And I ought to ask you as well about beating up for the Diamond Jubilee Coronation Cup and just announcing there that the Queen's going to present the trophy. Will she be doing so to you?
Oh, I doubt it. But look, this is a gelding, and he's obviously a talented performer, and we could go for lower grade races, but he might as well try and win a bit of money, and that's why we went to Dubai. He's a bit inexperienced, and which is one of the reasons we brought him here, and he's a bit fresh as well, and he's a very powerful, relentless galloper and quite strong, so that's why he's come today, just get a bit of gas out of him. And he's a talented horse. It's a very good race. I was talking to your brother about half an hour ago, and if Aidan's plane could break down, we'd all be better off, I think.
In terms of, he's got various jockey plans to announce, and we'll try and get that out of him today. In terms of riding plans for you, is it straightforward?
I think Johnny's going to come over and ride Vow, and he'll ride Beaten Up as well, I would think.
So Liam, you might be going... Haydock, yes, apparently. And we wish you well there. Sorry.
I don't mind. I'll probably ride three winners. No.
Exactly, and that is the attitude. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming to talk to us. And thank you to William Haggas as well, and good luck to him with Vow and with Beaten Up.